Bill 1076, an act to permit certain public entities to establish the maximum indemnity for their officers and employees. We, our prime sponsor is Representative Hanks. I'm sorry, I thought, okay. No problem. Representative Hanks, if you want to introduce your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This bill, House Bill 1076, was brought forward at the request of the City of Rapid City. A little bit of background, what happened. City of Rapid City went out, purchased a liability insurance for its employees, had a $100,000, I believe, $100,000 deductible, and having the city attorney review that policy, he discovered that state statute limited the amount of indemnification to $25,000. In essence, what that does is it leaves a gap of approximately $75,000 that would expose the actual employee in litigation. In other words, you had an officer of the city who gets sued, and they get sued for $100,000. The policy that was bought was $100,000. The amount of indemnification that is allowed under state statute is only $25,000, so that $75,000 is actual exposure that that employee could face, even though he was on the job. What this bill does is adds permissive legislation that allows a municipality to set the amount of indemnification. In other words, if Rapid City, Sioux Falls is not a good example of their home rule, but say Huron or any other municipality would like to buy a higher deductible insurance policy, this would eliminate the gap in coverage. It would allow them to, say, buy a $50,000 policy and allow them to expose their employees to no possibility of litigation or personal loss. And I stand by for questions.
Thank you, Representative Hanks. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1076?
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we are also in support of this legislation.
Thank you, Mrs. Taylor. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1076? Any other proponents of House Bill 1076? Are there opponents to House Bill 1076? Any opponents? Not seeing any. I presume then, Representative Hanks, you don't need to rebut. Since there are no opponents, we'll close to public testimony and open it up to discussion. You know what? I went kind of fast here. There may be questions. Representative Howie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm curious to have an explanation of the last sentence in this bill, what the implication of that actually is.
Representative Hanks, I'm sorry. You were doing it just right, and I moved too quickly. Would you mind going back?
Thank you, Madam Chair. That last sentence, I read the same thing that is current state statute. I went and asked around. Quite honestly, no one can ever remember any municipality bringing forward a bill to the legislature. My intent was to allow permissive legislation. I didn't want to open it up and basically start pulling things out of current state statute. But the way I read that is, indemnification in excess of $25,000 can be presented to the legislature, and they would have the ability to decide whether or not they wanted to pay that claim. It's there. Quite honestly, I couldn't find anybody that has any memory of that ever happening. All the municipalities out there have coverage, and as far as I can tell, all the municipalities have the $25,000 deductible, so there is basically no gap over the $25,000 that they could submit a claim for.
Just a follow-up comment, if I may.
Let's wait for discussion
after
we close for questions. Any other questions? Well, I'm going to take advantage of this. Oh, Representative Kroger, did you have something? Okay. I am going to take advantage of this. I was just curious why you chose resolution as opposed to an ordinance.
That was the recommendation of the LRC. A lot of times when you're dealing on the local level with policies and so forth, the problem is you might run into a time crunch as far as adopting ordinances because of the fact that you have to have two readings. You also have publication notification. A lot of times recommendations have to come out of insurance committees at the local level. So the problem you might run into is, as far as requiring this be an actual ordinance, is the fact that you would probably end up having to adopt that ordinance literally 2 or 3 months prior to going out and advertising for a new policy. It just, time frames are tough enough already. Ordinances are great, but they're a lot more difficult to deal with. You know, this is, I don't want to make light of this, but this is something that is done on an annual basis, typically with the municipalities, and I think they need the flexibility to change this more readily. A good example is, say you have a community that has a $50,000 deductible policy. Their insurance committee comes back, their policy is coming up, let's call it in May. Well, their insurance policy goes off for quotes, they review them, they bring them back, and say, you know, we recommend that we take policy B, which has a deductible of $75,000. If it's set in ordinance, that means they have to go back, they have to advertise it, they have to go through the two public hearings, and then there is a publication notice, and which really draws out the process. And I mean, it could literally require municipalities to start looking into insurance policy changes literally 6 months in advance.
Okay, thank you, Representative Hanks. Are there any other questions? All right, then we will close the public testimony now. Thank you.
Come back. Thank you.
All right. Pardon? Representative, how this would be, will open for discussion and action of the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious if this may give us opportunity to reduce or eliminate potential state exposure by some revision in the last sentence of this bill. The sentence prior to, or the second to the last sentence, I would read to mean that, for instance, the city of Rapid City could establish their own maximum liability and therefore insure for it. So you're saying that the last sentence is just a reiteration of what's already statute, and I'm wondering if we could use this opportunity to impact that statute so as to reduce or eliminate state exposure, period.
It sounded a little more like a question than a comment. Just procedure at this point, certainly, Representative, how you would have, I mean, as a committee member, you could introduce a motion for some kind of an amendment to this bill. That would not, however, be just a point of information, no recommendation intended by this comment. It would, of course, change the title of the bill. So, what you think about it? Representative Hanks, you can, if you have comments, you can do them from here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, but I didn't need my exercise. It was just pointed out to me that the need to leave that line, that last line in there, and the reason for that is the state statute that is referring to not only covers municipalities, but all state government. So by eliminating that, you'd basically be creating a problem as far as indemnification for state employees also. Thank you, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You, Representative Hanks. Thank you, Representative Howie. Are there other comments? Discussion? Is the committee ready for committee action? Representative Rounds?
I would move a due pass.
We have a motion by Representative Rounds, a second by Representative Howie for due pass. Any discussion? Comments? Okay, we're ready for the vote. Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed will say no when the secretary calls the roll. Cutler?
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Gassman.
Aye.
Hanks.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Kroger.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Sigdistad.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Torno.
Aye.
Marshall.
Aye.
Kenny's.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.